Parsha says, Parsha begins, Vayishma Yisroi, Toy and Midian. First of all, obviously the Parsha Kabul Tatoya, a very emotional Parsha. And the Parsha begins, Vayishma Yisroi, Koyen Midian, Choysen Moshe. So the Pasuk, first Rashi says, Vayishma, Mashmu, Shamo, Bo. What did Yisroi hear? So what did he heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek? You have to understand why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek, why Dafka those two Nisim, Mephoshim ask already, there's been Asar Nisim. Why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek, that's what made Koyach come to Klal Yisrael. Yisrael come to Klal Yisrael. And then Yisrael, Rashi says that his name as a Goy was Yaseh. Yaseh is a Goy Shanei. He became a ger, he added on Oisachas Lishmoy, they made his name into Yisrael. Take a Goyish name, he had on a letter, how did he become a Yiddish name? What's the trouble? Yeseh is a name of an Oyvid Avid Lora. Yisrael is a Yiddish name. What's the trouble? Why is Yeseh a Goyish name? Yisrael, how does that make it into a Yiddish name? And then the apostle continues, Koyin Midian. Koyin Midian says one of the Mephoshim is that he was a galach, he was a priest. So then, Bechlav, we have to understand, Takawai, what's the Indian of Koyin Midian? Why the Pasuk has to say as a Hachana to Kabbalah Satoira, that Yisroi was a galach. How does the Hilchas of Edazar, Hachana to Kabbalah Satoira? By Yisrael of Niskayim of Maschile Megnus, time in Shvach. What's the Hakdama of Yisrael being a Meoyda way the Zora as a Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya? The Emes, it's a Klalistik Kasha. This Kasha is a broader Kasha. It's a Klalistik Kasha. Why is it a Klalistik Kasha? Because Chlal, we have to understand why is the whole Parsha of Yisrael be a Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya? The Chayra is a Parsha. We asked so far, why Dafka Melchemes, why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek? Why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek? Why Dafka these two Nisim? Yeah? Why Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek? And also, Rashi says, Yeser is as a Goy, Yisroel is as a Yid. Added on an Oizvov. You take a Goyish name, take Peter, add on an A at the end, becomes a Yiddish name. Why is Yeser and Yisroel? Yeser is an Oyved Avodah Zarah Dik name, and why is it an Oyved Avodah Zarah Dik name? Why is Vov making it into a Yiddish name? And Bechlau, we're asking, Koyan Midian, he was a priest. Why? What's the Achon of Kabbalah Zatayat to him? When Diaz, that Yisroel was an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Chlal, the whole parasha, the choyer, the whole parasha of Kabbalah Satoira should have begun. The choydash shlishi, the place when Yisrael merits and shrine. How's this whole parasha of Yisrael about Yisrael coming? What's the shaykh to Kabbalah Satoira? Let's leave Toshe B'Ksav a second. Let's go to Toshe B'Alpeh. Where's the sugya of Kabbalah Satoira? Where's the sugya of Kabbalah Satoira? The Gadot of Gemara is a Kabbalah Satoira? Masechet Shabbos. Why Masechet Shabbos? Because the Gemara says there, the Lekuli Alma of Shabbos nid in the Torah. Why was the Torah given on Shabbos? That we don't answer. I have to understand why the Torah was given on Shabbos. Why the Agadot of Gemara is on Shabbos? Which Perek in Shabbos is Agadot of Gemara? Perek Omer of Akiva. Why Dafka Kabbalah of the Torah is in Perek Omer of Akiva? And it's Lechoyer Dovat Tzarech Biyo, the same kashas we just asked in Yisroi. Why being the priest is a Hachana for Kabbalah Satoya? What is the ninth Perek of Shabbos talking about? Omer Bekiva Minayin Avodah Zarah Shematama B'Masa. Where would you find them as appropriate Perek in Shas? Like Gemara is a Kabbalah Satoya? Minayin Avodah Zarah Shematama B'Masa. Matama B'Masa, like a Nido. Nido's Matama B'Masa. This whole Dafi Gemara talking about different tumors, this and that. Same kasha. Why is Yisrael? Why is the Kabbalah Satoya in Torah Shabbat come after Yisrael is the Galach? And why does the Gadot of the Torah Shabbat Peh Kabbalah Satoya come in Perek Omer of Akiva Minayin Avodah Zarah Shematama B'Masa? And why Taki is also the Rebbe Akiva? Why is he the Baal Nemra? Now let's go on. the whole part, if you learn the Arachaim HaKadosh, if you learn the Arachaim HaKadosh in the parasha and the sugya, you see that the Arachaim HaKadosh is kulay, the Ava, the Nechshak, the Cheshik and the Nechshak. It's mamish learning the Arachaim HaKadosh from the pasuk B'chodesh HaShlishi B'tzeis Ben Yisrael is mamish a key of Shnai Mikra. It's mamish the fundamental of Kabbalah Satorah. And his whole vart over there is the Ga'aguim. It's all for the Yom Chasanosei, Kabbalah Satorah is the Yom Chasanosei, the Mordek Ga'aguim of Klal Yisrael for Yom Chasanosei. The Choyer, the whole thing is Moir, Adav, a Pele, a Plea, and a Mufli Yishuv, a Plea. If you read through the Psukim of Kabbalah Satorah, you see it was a Mamed of Pachad and a Mamed of Vayechrat Kola Om Asher B'machane. He was cool, Eiv, Anoichin, Anoichin, Bo, Ba'avon, on the Rashbam translates, Av is Chushech, Chashostik. This is the Yom Chasanosei, this is Mamish, the Yom, the Spitz Av. And yet the whole Mamed was a Mamed of Charoda, and a Mamed of Yira, and a Mamed of... The Kash is even stronger, because as a Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, as the Eivish says, Tamash Rabbeinu, Yisokel, if lo yisigo b'yad, Yisokel, Yisokel, Yore, Yore, Behem Emish, a whole arichas, and a whole agdama, a whole arichas, of the mitzvah skila, chazal lo not mitzvah skila, from the hefer achona from Mamad Asinai, Rajan Achosn, Riem Chasinosai, from the list of the Kala, Mamish, the greatest lava, the greatest love, and then he gives a list, and he says, you know, if you don't do what I want, I'll throw you off a cliff. And he wants to say, the chichiv skila, on his mamad, the nechshak, it's all the gvura, and the chichiv ilayilacham, if you have gvura shamanim, if it's a mamad of ava, how does it turn into, at the same time, simultaneously, how does it turn into a mamad of yira?
Is it kasha an or achayim, or
kasha zeh? No, about it, achayim is mazda the whole parasha of the choshek and the nechshak. But the maestro of yom chasanot is the mamad of ava. And yet it's kula yira. And mifrat is run chai biskila, which if you want shit in the Gemara, machloikas, was shimmick into one gear, shit, misa hachamura be yosef. And you're warning them, you're coming to get married, and you're warning your kala. I'll throw you off the mountain. What's the vote? And then the difference begin, anoichi velo yilacha. Chazal say, anoichi velo yilacha, mepiagrua. Those two we heard from the Eivishta. And then Klal Yisrael said, can't anymore, daber atemon of Nishma, and then the rest we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happens, they heard the first two, they didn't mind dying twice, why not three times? It's obviously a vort, there's a special vort, anoichi v'loyi elecha, they have to hear from the Rabbeinu Shalem. Why is anoichi v'loyi elecha, they have to hear those two from the Rabbeinu Shalem more than all the other eight? The answer to all these questions lies in the Takin Agadat HaGemara. Agadat HaGemara writes, and the Mordek Yisod Abay. That's also this Yisod is going to explain why Klal Yisrael had to go through the whole Shibut Mitzrayim to get to Kabbalah Satorah. We should start with that. L'chayra, this is part of the answer already, but we're answering it by beginning with the Kasha. Poshut the Kasha. Why did it have to go through the whole Shibut Mitzrayim as a Hachana? We know the whole Shibut Mitzrayim was a Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Eivisha told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayitziachas v'amazem Mitzrayim tavdan es alakim al ahor hazeh." Whole Mitzrayim was a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, and that's why in Sefer Dibros it says, "Anoichi Hashem lekecha shetzisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim." It's kula yebchino shetzisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And not a shabros yishmaim v'oretz, because the whole shibud of Mitzrayim was a hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Chayur would be more appropriate. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Kadosh Elyon, Yud Beis Shiftei Koh. Why do we have to go through this matzav of Mitzrayim as an intermediary? Chayur wanted a Shiftei Koh ready for the Torah. It wasn't Klal Yisrael. It wasn't. Why did it have to go through these Melchomas of Mitzrayim before Kabbalah Satorah? So the answer is because the Gemara says there in Shabbos that Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael Paskazumas, and the Zuma of the Chet HaDei Tzadav left Klal Yisrael. The Chetah of the Eitz Adas was called the Eitz Adas Toivara. Choroi should have been two trees, one called Toiv, Eitz Atoiv and Eitz Hora. Another should have been a Stava, eat from the Eitz Atoiv, and leave away the Eitz Hora. In other words, the Eitz Adas wasn't Kulei Ra, it was the Toiv as well. So why wasn't he allowed to eat from the Eitz Adas? Why weren't they two trees? The Arizal says, we've discussed this before, we're going to discuss it now, completely new Mahalas. The Arizal says that if Adam Rishon would have not eaten, he would have kept himself till Shabbos, then on Shabbos he could have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. So what's the pshat? Why mustn't you eat it during the week? And why on Shabbos, if you wouldn't have eaten it, you could have eaten it? But the answer is, this is the sod, and this is the punchline. But the sod is, that the Eibishter created in the world in a Bria Koichus Atoiv and Koichus Ora. And the Yisoid HaEmunah is that just like the Toiv is Avada, comes from the Eibishter, the Yisoid HaEmunah is that the Ra and Avada comes from the Eibishter as well. Not only the Ra comes from the Eibishter, but the Ra is there to be Meshamish the Toiv. Like the Pasuk says, the Medrash Rabbah says in the Pasuk, Vayala kimes kolash osa v'hinei toiv mo'oid. Say Chazal, v'hinei toiv zayetza toiv, mo'oid zayetza hora. The Yetza hora is the mo'oid. The Yetza hora, the ra is meshamish the toiv. Person can't get to toiv if he's not loichim with the ra. The melchemes hara, the melchemes that a yid fights with the Yetza hora. And with the koichus hara, that gets him into the toiv. In other words, the Ra, the Vada, the Koichos are Vada coming from the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants us to get to the Toiv, so he makes us fly, fight. He makes us plug with the Ra. So that's one of the Yisoides in Emunah. Perhaps the Yisoid in Emunah, because that led a lot of people astray. When the Koichos are Ra on Goyver, it looks like Christ, Tzoros or whatever. Then a person, many people left the Rebbeinu Shloim Achman Tzlan, because they said the Toiv comes to the Rebbeinu Shloim, but the Ra is means that the Ra Goyver, and then it's not from the Rebbeinu Shloim, and the Ra is taken over. There's no Rebbeinu Shloim Achman Tzlan. The side of it, that's Avodah Zarah. The side of Emunah is that the Ra is Meshamish the Toiv and the Ra is coming from the Rabbeinu Shloim. Toiv Moed. The Pshat is, Shabbos, the weekdays is the Zman of Melchama. We discussed it before. The weekdays is the, is all, this, all the weekdays is the Zman of Melchemes, Melchemes Ayet. Living in the Olam HaGashmi, and it's why first Vayi Erev, first it's Chashchus, and then it's Vayi Boike, and you've got to fight. The whole weekdays is the Melchama, the six days of the week, we discussed already. 6 days of the week, a Keneged Yosef, who was the sixth of the Shpizin, Keneged Yisod, which was the Melchemes Ayetze. Yisod of the week is the Melchama. However, Mishu Tarach Be'er Shabbos, somebody who's Leichlan, Ba'er Shabbos, Ba'er Menuch. A soldier goes out to war and he fights hard. After when the war's over, and they won, and the war's over, then he has his Menuch. The Pshat is, if a person doesn't fight Melchemes Ayetze, he doesn't appreciate Shabbos, he can't be oil on Shabbos. What's in his bar on Shabbos? On Shabbat in his bar that the Ra was only Meshamish, was only Hakdama for the Toif. Because a person feels he had a week of Melchemes Ayetze, comes to Shabbat, he feels much higher than a regular week, then he's then in his bar attacker that the Ra was only Meshamish the Toif, and he would never got to such a Toif on Shabbat were he not to have fought the Ra during the week. Adam Rishon was told not to eat from the Eitzadas Toif Ra. If he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitzadas Toif Ra, when Shabbos would have come in, it would have been his bar to Adam that the Ra is also from the Rabbeinu Shloim. And the Ra is also dafka to be Meshamish the Toiv, and then he could have eaten from the Eitzadas already. Because then it would have been his bar that they're both from the Rabbeinu Shloim. That's why it's taka one tree. It's the Eitzadas Toiv Ra, because it's all one, it's all the Rabbeinu Shloim. Eitzachayim is Torah. So the Eitzadas Toiv Ra would have been Hachana, taka to be Mechabal the Torah, the Eitzachayim. But other mission eating from the Eitz Hadas during the week, he was Toifas, the Toiv and Ra, two entities. And maybe therefore that was a Pagam. Because during the week there's a clash. There's a Melchama between the Yitz Toiv and the Yitz Ra. A Melchama is the two sides. Not only the two sides, but the two opposing forces. Two opposing forces means that there's a Toiv and a Ra that's separate. It's a whole question mark on the Emunah. When it comes to Shabbos, when it's Nizbara, that the Ra is the Shem the Toiv, and it's also the Rabbeinu Shloim.
Even though last week you said, Kaidim Gemara Masturbation, there's no Machama.
You're talking about now, the Avoida Be'id.
But by Adam also.
Oh, so the difference is, the difference between Adam and was that Friday, then the other Rishon's Machama was a Machama of Sumira. Shatiz Adam Rishon is Melchama, after the Chet of Adam Rishon is a person that goes into the Ra sometimes. And into the Ra is a different type of Melchama. There's a Melchama of Sumira, that was Adam Rishon's Melchama, to fight not to touch the Ra. And now the Melchama is that a Yid goes into the Ra, like we're going to soon speak about Mitzrayim, and a person has Yuridus and a Felis. And the whole Indian is that a person has to realize that can all be a Hachana for an Aliyah, so you can make the Ra, the Baal Tshuva, Mokam Shabbat Tshuva, Oim Demen Tzadikim Gemurim Chayin Lamoy, the Imahapich the Ra to Toiv. These are the Mechamas that we face today. All the Rishon's Mechama was not to touch the Ra. He had the Mechamas Ayetza not to touch the Ra. Today the Mechama is a Vada also not to touch the Ra, but even if a person touches the Ra and he's Yoyrid like all the Rishon did, but he has to be loichem and he mustn't say no, the Eibush still wants me, the Eibush still loves me, and he's got to climb out of the Ra, and he's got to lead himself to such a great Aliyah, where if he wouldn't have had the Yiridi, he would have never got to such an Aliyah. So it's a different, but it's the same Zach. And then when a person gets, he sees, when it's in his bar, he sees how far he got Dafka through the Yiridah, then it's the Shabbos Dikabachim. Understand? That's the Chilik. For the both of the two bechinas, for the common denominator, the tzad shabbos is the same thing. On shabbos it's nizbar, the toiv and the ra is all kadei for the toiv, and that's the sod of this week's parsha. How zochar v'shoma b'dibu echad nemu. This week's parsha is the zochar and the schanon. It's the shomer and the chadash and chazal. The zochar v'shoma b'dibu echad nemu mashein. Nobody can understand. It's something that we can't be toiv for. The Eibush says zochar v'shoma b'dibu echad nemu. His avad of the kasha is the Eibush has done so many nisim already at this point. He has to make more nisim. He has to show. You hear this all the time. Zochar v'shoma b'dibu echad nemu. More to connect. Well, what's the purpose of this nes b'chla? We've seen Ten Makas, we've seen Chris Yamstuff, we've seen everything. So the Torah says, what's Pshat? Zohar is the mitzvah Zaseid. Shomar, or the Lama Test, or the mitzvah Lois Zaseid. This is Shabbos. That the Aseid and the Lois Zaseid, the Aseid Toiv and the Sumi Ra, it's the Dibur Echon Nemu. And Shabbos is in his bar that it comes from the same Dibur, all comes from the same Makar. Even the Lois Zaseid is all coming from the same Makar. Even the Ra is coming from the same Makar as the Toiv. It's all coming to be Meshamash the Toiv. And that's the Sod of Zochar v'Shoma b'dibur echad nemu. V'meila, Fiza, we can understand why they needed the whole Mitzrayim, they needed the whole Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim was Shver Melchomas. Melchomas that we fell and we got top, and there was certain inyan in the Klal Yisrael actions, and they stayed Amkashe Oyref with the Azans the Kedusha, that they didn't fall to the Mitzrayim. And they fought. It was a zman of koishi. It was a zman of tremendous koishi. Shibud Mitzrayim was like the Shishi Simei Achol. Now, when they came out of Mitzrayim and they're preparing themselves to Mamad Asina, what did they realize? They realized that without all the koishi, without all the melchimis ayetzah, they realized that without melchimis ayetzah, they never got so high. It was nizbar lemafreya that all the koishi, Hashibud dafka was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was dafka preparing them taka for Mamad Asina. That was the zbaros when they came out of Mitzrayim. Taka realized that without Shibud Mitzrayim, it wouldn't have been zoich to such a high madrego upon him, upon him, dibba Hashem imach. That same as Barus, that Shabbos is Mevarav, that Melchamis in the week, where all the Ra was L'shem the Toiv, it's all from the Rabbein Shloilam. Same thing, Yitzis Mitzrayim was in his bar, that the whole Shibud of Mitzrayim was Avada from the Rabbein Shloilam. And it was all Kedei that they should Shtaik, and all Kedei that they should be Leichem, and all that when they come out they should be Zeichem. So that's the whole, that's the bittle of Avodah Zarah. The whole part of Avodah Zarah is that when it's Toiv, it's Toiv. When it's Ra, it's coming from a different Makar, it's coming from a different Shoyush. There's other things in the world. There's other koyches in the world. That's the shoyish of Avodah Zarah. A person who's at this stage of Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael will mevatel Avodah Zarah. They realize when you realize that the Ra also comes to the Rabbein Shloilam, all the hafachim comes to the Rabbein Shloilam. That's the greatest bittul of Avodah Zarah. So Kabbalah Satorah, hakdamah to Kabbalah Satorah is bittul of Avodah Zarah. Yisroi had two melchamas. Two nisim. Melchamas Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the vote of Melchamas Amalek? Melchamas Amalek is Taichiz Ayin so Moridik into the Yisod that we say. The Ra, Amalek is the Sherish Ra. Amalek comes from Esav. Esav is the Sherish Ra. What's the Ra in the world for that we should fight it and break it? That's why Esav said, Hine Nechi Hoylech Lamas. His whole Metzias. The whole Metzius of Esav is that we should bash him, we should kill him. He was created to die. He was created to be suppressed and to be into those. The whole Metzius of Amalek corresponds to that ending, that his whole Bria is Kadei, we should fight him. But when we're fighting him, who's taking care? Who's behind this Muhammad? Havada the Rabbein Shalom is behind the Muhammad. He's giving us the Ra so that we should fight the Ra to come out Lamala, so that we should steig, we should zeichel through the Ra, through fighting the Ra, should be in his bar, that the Ra was Mashamish to get to the Moyed Big Madrig of Taib. So how do you fight Amalek? Tal de Kazakh, and that's how it's a Kachana to Kabbalah Fatayra. Moshe Rabbeinu says, end of last week's parasha. So what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, the Ebishter says, Bechar lecha, Vayema Moshe Yeshua, Bechar lecha, Anoshim. Which type of people? Mechalach Anoshim, Anoshim Giborim. In other words, it's Mamisha Melchama. But Mitzosheini, who's fearing the Melchama? Moshe Rabbeinu was fearing the Melchama from the top of the mountain. V'hoi chashiyorim Moshe es yadoi, v'gov ha'yisrog. So the power they come on. Mitzad echad, you have to choose the proper war. Mitzosheini is anyways, v'hoi chashiyorim Moshe es yadoi v'gov ha. Before you need soldiers, before you need to Mechalach Anoshim, find this type of people, and it should be Geboyim, either Geboyim Gashmim or Geboyim Ruchmim, or Koibish is Yitzroy. So anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu is raising up his hand. But that's the vote. The vote is Mechemes Amalek corresponds to the regular Mechemes Hayetzah. And the Mechemes Hayetzah Yid has to know that even though we are being Loichem and we have an avoided to be Loichem, but who's sending us this arm? Who's sending us? And who's fighting the battle? Who's fighting the battle around us? The Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Chiyodah Shem Moshe, Oisus Mechama, Oishoivris Mechama. Is it Moshe? Is it Moshe winning the war of Amalek? Ela Leim Lecha, Kol Zman Shisrael, Misaklin Klapi Ma'ala, Musham Benetlivam, Laviyam Shubha Shemayim, Oyu Noitzchim. So what's Mechama Amalek? Ah, it's the Mechama with the Ra. Of the realizing at the same time that we've been Leichem the Ra. Who is there? Who is behind the Ra? Who's sending us the Ra? Who wants us to be Leichem the Ra? That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why is that Mishnah Dafka? Where's that Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. And it's a Palavik Mishnah. So you never find it. It's a nice Agadah to Mishnah. You find Agadah to Gemara. You don't really find Agadah to Mishnah. Such a long Mishnah. Right? What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, and what's it doing in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah? How about that's the vote? Rosh Hashanah is the Yev Adin. Rosh Hashanah is the Yid has Tshuva and all his Chataim. What makes the Yid do Averis? Why does the Yid lose himself and he lets himself fall into the hands of the Yitzhahara? Because he fails to realize that it's the Abishtah who is with him. If he doesn't realize it's the Abishtah when he thinks the Ra got a hold of him, so he loses his Bitachon Asmi, he loses his confidence. He thinks the Abishtah has left him. And now he's got the Chomas, and now he's falling, and now he belongs to the Sitrach. That Yid would only know that the Eibishter is there. The Eibishter is there, standing there, sending him the Ra. The Eibishter is saying, "Be loichem with the Ra, because you got no idea what steiging you'll come out dafka from loichem the Ra. I am sending you the Ra. The Ra is there to be mishamish you." So Yid would only realize that the Yetzirah is really telling him between the lines, "Don't do that Avera. I'm only coming to you that you shouldn't do that Avera, not that you should do that Avera." The other Yid wouldn't be choite. It's famous mashal with the Melech. Melch wants to love his sons. He sent a zoyna to his son, and he wants to see that his son's going to be koivish dut. And then the lady tells him, and the zoyna tells him, I was never going to do the mice with you anyway. He was only your father liked you so much. He wanted to see how loyal you are. He wanted to see what a good person you are. The Yitzhahara, if a person realizes that the Yitzhahara is begging him not to do that avera, it's only that he should have that melchoma. It's coming from the Eibishter. Look out. Chiyodav Shemoshim is stuck in Klapim Allah, and you realize that Melchemes Amalek, the Melchemes Ayetzara, is for your sake. So a person will fakir, a person will be loichen, a person will get all the courage, and get all the tzada toiv, and it's fight, and it get all encouraged, and Abad will win. But when a person thinks that the Amish has left him, now he's in the koichos, in the hands of the Ra, so he gives up hope, and it's the shorish of all Averis. It's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that's telling us this thing. After a year of fighting with the Yitzhahara, and it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to realize that the Amish has sent us all these Messiahs. And if we would steig, if we'd come out from these Nisonians, we'd fight him. If that's how you fight them on, then it's a chana to Kabbalah Satoru. Maybe we can understand. Why dafka these two Melchamas made Yisrael come? Chemes Amalek? So Yisrael saw a lot of Nisim, my father. But Yisrael was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And Oved Avodah Zarah sees Toiv and Ra as a clash, separate entities. He sees Ribbon Koichos in the belt. By Melchemes Amalek, if the Eibishter sends the Ra, and the Eibishter is behind the Ra, that's the Bittul of the Avodah Zarah. When he heard Melchemes, and the world heard that the Yidden were fighting, and Moshe was lifting his hand, and the Yidden were stuck in Klapi Ma'al, and Mishtabim was living on Avim Shabbat Shemayim, and then he saw the Hadar Ra was also coming from the same Sherish as the Toif. He saw the Chibur of the Eitzadah Toif Ra. He saw the Shabbosdika cook, the Shabbosdika view of the Eitzadah Toif Ra. That's all I know that Avodah Zarah has to see, to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah.
How do you see it from the Muhammad?
Chemes Amalek, because he saw that all the Ra that we're being loichem is really Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Mestaklin getting Yisrael to Mestaklin Lidl of Avim Shavimayim. You realize it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like Chazal say, Tzoyfe Rosh El Tzadik, Mavakish Lamisoy, Hashem Liyazem Liyazay. Chazal Lanav, Il Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, Eino Yochalei. So what's Manavshach? So the Eibishter wants us to fight the Yitzhar? So give us the Koyach to fight the Yitzhar. No. You have the Koyach to fight the Yitzhar. But without the Eizah Hashem, you won't manage anyways. So don't send us in a sign. No, the Eibishter wants us to fight the Yitzhara, but he wants us to realize that he's Loichem. He's Loichem with us. He's sending us the rocks, and he's Loichem with us. It's really from him. When it's really from him, that's all we're not there. That's what Yisrael saw. That's the Yisod, and that's the Bittul of Avodah Zarah. Same thing was the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf was, as the Svam HaKadoshim called it, it was Nogah V'Rofeh. It was the same net, at the same time it was Toiv for the Yidden, and it was Ra for the Mitzrim. That's why, even though the Shiris Hayom was an Amurdik and Midas Adin, that we don't say Halla Sholem most of Pesach. If you look in the Shira, you don't have the one Midas Adakim. All you have is the Midas Yud Kevov, the Shem Yud Kevovki. It was on one hand, it was no good Berof, it's called the Chazal. It was a Refuah, and it was a Nega, both coming from the same Akkar. It was absolutely clear it was both coming from the same Akkar. It was the same vod. Just like what Gemara says in the Dorim, Ches, that Lot and Lovach, Kachbot, Moiti Chamim and Artiko, and Tzadikim, the same Chamo, that's going to burn the Rishoyim, Tzadikim is Rafim Bo, the Toiv and the Ra comes from the same Akkar. That's Bitla by the Zara, that's Lot and Lovach. That's Bitla by the Zara. That's Lot and Lovach, when it's Nizbara, that even the Ra is coming from the Abish, the Kaviyachal, for us to fight it. And that's the same thing that happened by Kriyas Yom Suf. The Ra and the Toiv, it was Nizbara that came together. So that's the Tzad HaShoga between Melchemes Amalek and between Kriyas Yom Suf. But both by Melchemes Amalek, by remember Kriyas Yom Suf, Nizbara, the Abish is behind the Ra. So Abish is behind the Ra, that's a bit of a bizarre.
How did
Nizbara and Yom Suf? Because the Toiv and the Ra, you couldn't say it was coming from two different koichos. It all happened together. Some of them call it the same nest was Nogui, the Rofui. It was a Nega for the Mitzrayim, and it was a Refua for Klal Yisrael. So when you see the same thing, it's Nogui Rofo. So it was Toiv for us and Ra for them. So you see in one go, the Toiv and Ra comes from the same Akkor. It's like a Bechina of Zoch V'Sham of Dibbo Echad Nehemru. How the Toiv and the Ra all comes from the same Akkor. That's Bitla V'Gazo.
Even though it was a Ra for Goyim, even a Ra for
Yidim. You see it's Maitis Riyode, Toiv and Bayom, Atim Oim Rim Shira. You see it was a Dovah Ra, it was a Mordek and Midas Adin. It came from the same Akkor, that it was a Ra for Klal Yisrael. So that's a Bitla V'Gazo. So first of all, you can understand why the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satoira is Vayishma Yisroi, why it was important to be Mevatl Leyetzit Navoid Zora, Taka to Hakhana Kabbalah Satoira, because as we see, that is Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira is where it's Zara, that the whole Ran Mitzrayim was only taking us to the Torah. And that's the Bitla, that's the greatest Bitla of Avodah Zora. So Psy and Torah Shabik Sav, the Torah is Mesaper, that Yisroi, who was an oil of Zara, these two nisim caused him to realize that everything comes from one Makar, that's Bitla of Avodah Zara. And the same Bechina and Torah Shabal Peh, the Agadah to Gemara is in Perek Minayin Avodah Zara, Shematama Lamasa. It's the same Perek of Bitla Avodah Zara, that's where you makabal the Torah. And I know Avodah Zara, Shematama Lamasa. And why is it Matama Lamasa? Avodah Zara is Matama Kenida. What's Pshat in the Tumas Nido? So what does the Gemara Nido say? I think the Flamma, the Gemara Nido says that the whole Midas Adin, the whole Tumas of Nido is only Kedai. Latara, in order it should be like a Dova Chodosh. The Gemara says, I can't remember the Lashon of the Gemara. It should be Kayom Chatunosom. So what's the whole Nido? It's Ra. So it's Chayimish Mechavu, it's Ra. Obevos, Chavadet Latoy. So it should always be a Matzav Avchidish, Benishle Ishtoy. So maybe that's the vote. That's the whole vote. So the whole Nisyonis of Avodah Zorah is Metama Vemasa Kenido. That we should be Mevatl, that we should fight with Avodah Zorah, we should fight with the Koyach of the Ra, because that's how we come out of the
Mishra.
Chava, that's what they failed to think, and that's why Chava became a Nidda as a result. And that's Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva said he was 40. Mi yitni tamad chacham ashchenu kenoch ashchenu kachamor. Kiva was amaretz with a soinet amid chachamim. Rebbe Kiva was a loicher. Till Rebbe Kiva got there. Gemara Menachos says he started and he was hard for him and he had to sit mecheda with all the little boys and he was already 40 years old. He was a maridig a loicher. He had a terrible heft upon him for 40 years of his life. That's how he got to become Rebbe Kiva. That's how he got to nunshai rabbi. That's how he got nunshai kedusha. So it's all the same bechin. That's how the same way as Yisrael got to be the Chos and Moshe. Rebbe Kiva was the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kula whole Torah Shabbal Peh, Kula leave the Rebbe Kiva, stumps the freeze this, stumps the throat, stumps the zevda, Kula leave the Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because Rebbe Kiva had that fight, and therefore Rebbe Kiva is the Bal Memru, is Matama, Avodah Zorah is Matama B'Masa, and that's the Hachamah to Kabbalah Satoyah. That's where the Agava to Gemara's Hataka over there in the Kabbalah Satoyah. It's the same reason why in Torah Shabbik Sav Yisrael is the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satoyah through these bechinas, the same way as in Torah Shabbal Peh. It's all a hachana for Kabbalah Satoyah.
And Rebbe Kiva was also, he left in the Chorban Beis Hamikdash.
The Ra is Kula Nimshach. There you go, the Ra is Kula Nimshach into the Toiv. Even the Makkas are the Toiv. He can Masech at Makkas, the Gemara is the end of Masech at Makkas. Ramat Zil once said, in Makkas the 24 Daf, can they get the 24,000 Talmidim? Rebbe Kiva was Nifta, and even after the whole, all of Makkas, Rebbe Kiva left. That's the Chachad, he was so deep. He'd seen all the Ra, but you see where the Ra took him. So mainly you could see that the Ra is all the Tzoyach Tzoyach. Same thing as Yisrael over here. He saw how all the Ra is all the Tzoyach. But Emes is a Moedic, it goes much deeper. Because what's the first Agada to Gemara and Avodah Zarah? First Gemara and Avodah Zarah is Gemara in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. First Gemara talks about Lotid Lovay, but the Yom Adin Agadol VaNoira. The Eibush is going to bring Rami. He's going to judge Rami. The whole Gemara, Rami is going to come, and the Eibush is going to say, "No, what do you have to defend yourself? What do you have to defend yourself?" So what's Rami going to say? Mamish 2-3 daf of Gemara. And then Parash the same things. Rami is going to say, "What do you mean? We built bridges and we built this. All Kedai Eden should be able to learn Torah." Answers Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Shaita Matir." So the Mardik Reb Tzadik, Tachadik Reb Tzadik, and then Sukkos, Helig Reb Tzadik. The Brisker Rav is also Brisker Rav agrees on Torah. He says, "What? First of all, let's mamish but let's see how the hearers. So, Yom Adin Agadol VaNoira. There's no beating around the bush. There's no lying. You're facing the heavenly tribunal. You're facing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam upon him. You're going to lie that you did it. Everything the Romans did, they did for you, Klal Yisrael, Taka." And the Brisker Rav afraid, Emish answered to them, "Shaitim Atim." Not Shaitim Atim, Shakronim Atim. So the Brisker Rav, I think Miram is going to say, "I didn't see it inside in the Brisker Rav." The Reb Tzadik and Sukkot, Tzadik and Moedik. That point is going to be as embarrassed as Reb Tzadik, to Taka all the Ra that was in the world, was Taka for the sake of Klal Yisrael. They weren't lying. They were lying that they didn't do it. The Lamaisa, all that they did for Klal Yisrael is bringing Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah Hashem, Lost Lovay, to the Siyah Behiris, to the Tzadikim Misrapimbot, to the Shemesh, and to all the Moedik Madrigas, Lost Lovay. Havada, the Romans were like the Mitzrayim. Without the Mitzrayim, there wouldn't have been a Kabbalah Satorah. Without the Romans, there wouldn't have been all the Geluyim that were going to be Zoycha. Dafka. So they're not Shakronim. So the Tzadik says, "Shaitim Atim." You think that was your purpose? But at that point of Biru, the Goyim, it's Bechina that the Romans are jumping on the bandwagon. They chap that all that they persecuted Klal Yisrael was for the sake of that they see. Right? The Yom Shekul Shabbos, we said that's a Shabbos Nika Hasaga. The Yom Shekul Shabbos Lost it Lovoy, that's mamish what they're chapping. So if that's what they're chapping, so they decide, "Oh, we can say that we did it for Klal Yisrael. Look, we talking did it for Klal Yisrael." That's for the hearers. That the Tov and the Ra was all coming from the same Shoyrish. If the Ra was for Klal Yisrael and we were the Ra, so we deserve Tzchas. And it's not a Tzibah Tzchas, the Gemara says there in Avodah Zarah. The Ebesh says, "Shaitim Atim." That wasn't, even though it's true that whatever you did to them turned out well in the end for them, that wasn't your purpose. So what's that got to do with Avodah Zarah? Why is that the first Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Mamish, the first Gemara in Avodah Zarah. First is that Bittul Avodah Zarah. Bittul Avodah Zarah is when it's Zbarah that the Ra was the Shein Atoyev. And this is the Zbarah. And the Gemara says the same thing by Parah. Parah said, "We did everything. We built Mechatzoyes for Klai. We built bridges." I can't remember who said what. But they're both coming. They're both saying, that's the Masechet Avodah Zarah. That's the Hakdamah to Masechet Avodah Zarah. That's the Bittul of Avodah Zarah. When it's Nisbara that even the Ra is a toy. Even the Ra is coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's Bittul of Avodah Zarah. That's Bittul of Avodah Zarah. That's the Hachana to Kabbalah Satorah. If they wouldn't have been Chayte, Kabbalah Satorah is Achas Ayamit. Hare, the Yom Adin HaGodl VaNoira, that really should have been, if not for the Egel, that should have been that's the Kabbalah Satorah. So the same Birur as the Gemara there at the beginning of Avodah Masechet Avodah Zarah, that very same Birur is the Birur of Emes of Kabbalah Satorah. And made of that, we can understand why Yeser is a Goyish name and Yisroi is a Yiddish name. What's the difference between Yeser and Yisroi? Now the pshat is that Yeser is extra. Yeser means extra. Extra means more than one. More than one means that's Avodah Zarah. As in Oiv Avodah Zarah, his name was Yeser. But all his Ribuim, the Toiv and the Ra, and everything that Toiv and the Ra was represented, when he became a Yid, he was Oichet Adoiz Vav, which is the Vav HaChibur. A Vav is always Mechaber, so the whole Yeser became all the Koichas, the Koichas of Toiv and the Koichas of Ra, for all Mischaber together, like the Bechina of the Eitz Adat, Toiv and Ra, all Mischaber. So it's Taka Goyish name if it stays with Yeser. But if you Mechaber all that Yeser together with a Yisroi, then it becomes a Bechina of Yisroi. And the made of that we can understand, Taka, we asked before. First of all, we understand why Anoichi v'lo yelecha is Taka m'pi ha'gvur shemanim. Anoichi is mitzvah esi. Lo yelecha is all the mitzvahs lo yelecha. What's lo yelecha avodah zarah? The Eibush was telling them, Mamad HaSinai, but that Mamad HaMatzav v'bitl avodah zarah, that the Anoichi and lo yelecha, that you hear from the Eibush. The Toiv is from the Eibishta, and the Lo Yilachol Himachem, and the Sumi Ra, and the Koichos Ra in the world, the Koichos Avodah Zarah, that's also from the Eibishta. It's both from the Eibishta. Dafka those two. The rest of them, the Klal Yisrael, Zaba after Vinishma. The Eibishter wants them to hear the first, to die after the first one, die after the second one, and then you can hear the rest from Moshe. You've got to hear Anoichi V'loi, because that's got to be stay pumped in Klal Yisrael. That the Toiv and the Rach, that the Zohar and the Shoma is B'dibo Echad Nehmu. And the Anoichi V'loi L'chach is the beginner of B'dibo Echad Nehmu. We heard it both from the Rabbi Yishleim. And that's the connection between Shabbos, that same bureau, as we said earlier, by Shabbos is the same bureau of Kabbalah Satoyer, so the Kul Alma by Shabbos net the Torah, and that's why that God is the Gemara to Taka there in Masechet Shabbos. All the Loisah says, Asumir. What does Ra mean? Ra means that there is Ra in the world, and we have an avoid of Sumir Ra. So who made those Ra that we should stay away from? Who gave us those in the Shoinus? That's the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Mamash the same Bechin. So that we can understand more the kasha, the mafli, the kasha that we asked earlier. Why is Hilchas Skil have to be learned out of the Ma'amad HaNechshach? Why is it Chosin, B'yom Chosinosoi, in the Yichud Shti, will tell his Kala that he's going to throw off the cliff if he doesn't listen to him? But the Teretz is, had that Ma'amad the Matzav of Ava, of the most gewaltige Ava, in that same Ma'amad the Matzav of the most gewaltige Ava, Eibush is showing that even all the Middes Adin in the world, and even the Middes Adin, it all comes from the same Av, all comes from the same Shosh, all comes from the same Rabbeinu Shalom. There's one Masechta in Shas where you see the Rachamim of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's Masechta Sanhedrin. Every day, I don't know how many times the Pasuk goes, but after Yachad Kumoich was mentioned there, the Ari Zabaki Masechta, everything that this Misa, no, you can't throw him from here because after Yachad Kumoich, Baror the Misa Yofa. The whole Masechta Sanhedrin, all Masechta Sanhedrin deals with, Chai B'Misa's Bezdin, executing people. And yet, after Yachad Kumoich, don't throw him from here, because then it might make cause his Evarim to split. And after Yachad Kumoich, Baror the Misa Yofa. The whole Masechet is one Masechta of Midas executing. From Mitzacheni, it's a Masechta of Av. There's no Masechta that has so much Av in it. So many times the Pesukim after Yachad Kumoich. Every Misa it comes to, no, you've got to put a cloth by Chenek after Yachad Kumoich. So you like the guy, you don't like the guy. That's Masechet Sanhedrin. That's what we're discussing now. All the koyches are toiv, and even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to chasu shalom, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish, even has to be a bechina of ra, and midas adin in the world, it's coming from the same choshuk and nechshak. It's coming from the same choshuk and nechshak. So the most chomerdik penalty, the most chomerdik misa, is learned out from Kabbalah Satoyer, is learned out from that Ma'amad HaNechshak. Because here was Nizbar, that all the toiv and all the ra, whether it's ra that the goyim do, or whether it's midas adin, which the Eibishter says, "Ma'ase Yod Tovei Beyom," it's the high Yochav Bein Hashem Amovze LaChasidov. However, nevertheless, it's all coming from that same makor, and that's the Zbaros, and that's the bechin of Ma'amad Hasina. Okay, that's having answered all the questions that we asked before, and that's something that we have to take out, a lesson, taka we have to learn from this week's parsha. Now, how much the Eibishter loves us, and how much all the mechamas ayetzos, and how much all the mechamas and golas, and how much all the nesyonos that every single yid has in his life. If a yid only realize that up in that nesoyon that he's sending him, there's a mishab in his liver, and there's a Moshe Rabbeinu standing here in yodav lemalo, then every yid is almost guaranteed to him natzeach the yitzhar. All the mechamas, all the yitzharim, and everything, and all the nesyonos, and all the yiridus, everything's coming from a hecher, and from a hecher of bechina. And really, that's a moedik idut. When we see how Klal Yisrael could reach Matan Torah from coming from Mitzrayim and Dafka Mitzrayim Goyer Matan Torah, then a Yid must see all the Nesyonis and all his Nefilis and all the Memtesh Haritubas and everything a Yid must see to that if a person must never leave go and say that the Rabbeinu Shalom has left me, he has to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is standing there, and Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal, Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, don't do it, I sent him that you should be Koivish and you shouldn't do it. And that's a mission in Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to help us. And it's Hashem. They cross the Yom Dinah. God will know your b'mehir b'yameinu.
Why is this you say? The Hachonik to Kabbalah Satoyer that?
Because the whole.
See, if you say for our Gantz life.
About it, the Gantz life is the Torah. In other words, this was the Yom Chasanosay. Yom Chasanosay. In other words, if a Yom Chasanosay, all the Mechamchim, you can say, all the Shalom Bayis people tell people that what? Tell people that they train the Chasanim and the Kals for the Chasana, that, you know, that life is not always like the day of the Chasana. There's ups and downs in married life. But you have to realize that's what that Mechon, you have to realize that the that's part of being together. She's one type and you another type, and that's part of being together. That's Ma'am Dasina, that's the Yom Chasanosei. That was the stempel of the Eibishter on the Bria. And what's the stempel of the Eibishter on the Bria? That there's all different things in the Bria, all different parts of the Bria. All those different parts are all coming from the Eibishter. and the toiv and the ra are two clashes that are further apart. In between them is all the other chilukim, all the other chilukim days. But the toiv and the ra are two opposite, the two are the opposite extremes. But here, Matan Dasina was telling us, forget, before Maamad Dasina, the world was taka chilukim. And that's why Klal Yisrael was so hard in Mitzrayim. Maamad Dasina gave us a Moritik and a Kuda. That's the new cook of the whole Bria. Everything is a Likud. That's what Maamad Dasina is. But Yerid Hashem, Al Hasina. Kimei HaShemayim, Al Oretz. The Shemayim came down, the Abish came down, Al Hasina. Abish is now giving you the Koyach to see that everything in the Bria, from Toib to Ra and everything in between, that's all the Eila, the Eila, that's all coming from the Koyach to Toib. Whole new outlook, whole new cook in the beer. And let's talk next week's parish of Eile Mishpatim, Ug Dinim, Shchasim Sanhedrin, Haitzel Mizbeach. Mizbeach was the Kaporim, Mizbeach was Kulei Rachamim. Hedrin is Kulei Din. Oh, that's like, Shchasim Sanhedrin is from Mizbeach. All the Midas Adin, Avad is coming from Rachmanas. It says that also love the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eke Asher Eke. And the Hanhog of Lost Love is Hanhog of Keser. What's the Hanhog of Keser? Eke, the Shem Eke is the Hanhog of Keser. What's the Hanhog of Keser? Kulei Racham, it's the Shem of Racham. Everything is Kulei Racham. That's what happened by Kabbalah's Torah. And it's barred that all the Ra's, all part of the Faked, it's all part of the Racham from the Rabbanish.
Well, what do we have all these Mahalchim as far as to break Midas, to work on Midas? Every bad Midas should be broken the same way. Really, it's from the Rabbanish.
That gives you the courage to break it. You have to break. I don't want to deal with Ra. Teretz is good. It's part of Yahweh Hashem. There's two types of things we have to do with Ra. One whole section of this that I didn't Bechlal discuss, and that's there's two parts to this. There's one part to this which is Taka. In other words, more the Bali Musa. Bali Musa talk about the breaking the Midah and breaking the Ra. Same thing in Mitzrayim. The Bali Musa would have said break it. But the Pnimis of the Torah says even in the Ra, there's Nitzotzes of Toiv. Elijah went up, Rechush Godel, Rechush Godel means he took up with him all the Nitzotzes of Kedusha. So what's that? There's two ways of looking at how you break Ra. The Etzem, Abadi, you've got to break the Ra. But when you break the Ra, it's Nitzbar, you ma'achit all the Nitzotzes of Kedusha that are inside the Ra.
You can't touch that Kedusha unless you break the Ra.
That's right. Can't touch that Kedusha.
You can't realize it's the Ra unless you break the Ra.
That's right. Because the initial stage is Taka. You got to fight it, but you got to know from the beginning that it's coming from the Rabbi Nishalot.
It's like the weekdays.
Shabbos is coming. Meanwhile, you got to be like, you can't decide to make Sunday your rest day. Shabbos, Kavua V'Kaiva. Not totally on Kiddush HaChodesh. Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaiva. You know that every Shabbos is a rest day. The Maisa, the week is for Melchama. You have to know that. That's why what Shabbat Chazal says that Shabbos gives you the koyach to fight the next week. That's the vote. Because when Shabbos is when you taka felt that all the Ra, all that you're fighting, it was taka all toiv. Eventually it was Nizbar. When you broke it, it was Nizbar that it was Kulei Toiv. That's the whole Aliyah Ha'olam. All the Melchamas. What do we do during the week? We crack the clipper. And the clipper was created before Koidim and Pri. We crack the clipper. And what happens to what they inside? That's oil on Shabbos. That's the whole Shabbos. That's the Aliyah Ha'olam. On Shabbos. The Shabbos is Nizbar. That when you crack it, when you break it, then there you get to the Or. When you break the Choshech, that's when you get to the Or. That's stuck on Shabbos. That's Aliyah's Oilam.
You break it on Mechayel?
Havada. That's Melchoma. Melchoma is always casualties.
And on Shabbos it goes up.
Shabbos is no Yegiyin Amela. Shabbos is Kulei Menucha. Shabbos is it goes up. You rescue it. Shabbos, the whole week you're breaking it. You're breaking it in the Tzaytzal. Because that's the whole Chaloidim. Across Kala. I mean, it's Yisrael Yisrael Shavoid. That's the whole Kavani. You're supposed to have, it's Tosh the Kavani, but that's the Dikavani. You're supposed to have the Chaloidim across Kala. Doidi is the Ebishtan. And the Kala is the Mbechin of Malchus. That's Kali Yisrael. It's all the Avoidas that we've done. And really, the world is full of Elikus, but it's covered with Ra. And the Eibusha wants to give us the schus to break that Ra. And then, when you break that Ra, then it's Oil and Shabbos. Through our breaking, it's Oil and Shabbos. The Eibusha is being reunited with the Shechinah Kadoshah through our Avodah. So during the week, it looks Kulei Ra. It looks like this army is Mamash fighting with us. Suddenly on Shabbos, there are all the soldiers on the opposing side come over to us and embrace us and say, we weren't really fighting you. It was all that you should think and you should be prepared for your Mesiris Nefesh. You read that in the history, you have a lot of these types of stories where the kings always check the bravery of their soldiers. How loyal is the soldier to the king? How loyal is it? At the end of the day, since Bara, the king, Bechlal, didn't want him to go out to battle. Now, Baal Shem Tov is the famous marshal of Baal Shem Tov. You know, the famous marshal from the Baal Shem Tov where the king says, whoever comes to the castle is going to marry my daughter. To come to the castle, he had a moat full of crocodiles, and once you pass there, they hear all the lions. So people hear see the crocodiles, most of the people. Anyways, a few people jump in the water, and suddenly they see that the crocodiles are only mirage, and they're not real. And then they start climbing, and they start hearing roaring, and then lions start running towards them, and another few run away. It's a whole mushroom, it's a whole, it's a sisri, a tariq, a mushroom, it's a very deep mushroom. But the mindset, that's the nimshal. The nimshal is that after every Muhammad and his barad, the lion wasn't a lion, the crocodile wasn't a crocodile, and the cannons facing him from the castle, one cannon, it was all blank, there's nothing there. All there was, I wanted you to break that. When you break that, then you marry the king's daughter. That's an akudah. That's all in its yonis. All in its yonis. A person can't get to any madrega if he's not a loichem. Because we've always got to be a loichem. But the more you're loichem, that's why you're an adam gadol. Because you're loichem more, you got to great atzogus. And now you want to get to even greater atzogus. So then the yitzhahara has to become even bigger. And the king starts fighting this village and that village. And then he wants to start fighting and conquering countries. The other Muhammad gets greater, and Sashini becomes a bigger king. He becomes an Adam Gadol, becomes a bigger king, and Kafa and Kehina Bekehina. It's Kala Gadol and Chaver, Yisrael Gadol and Menu. Tzadik and Boichin, the Gemara and Sukkah. And Yitzhara was a mountain. And then Boichin, the Boichin Bechir, they see, wow, we managed to cleavish a mountain. That's lots of love, they're going to be zoicha to such high giluim, because the Yitzhara was a mountain. So the Rishon are going to cry, Yitzhara is inshallah kaheh. Couldn't be koivish this. That's the two inyanim. That's why he is greater. That's why a tzaddik is greater because you've got more melchamis. He's a bigger leichem, greater hasagas, and his Shabbos is a greater Shabbos. His Shabbos is a greater Shabbos.
The Torah only becomes real once you pass it.
Yeah, that's right. So that's always that's the accomplishment, kilo. That's the bechinah. When you're fighting, you think it's real. If you think it's kilo mamish, you don't see the egister. So that's the lesson of Kabbalah from Torah. That's when Kabbalah says, "Avada, you've always got the Eibishter with you." If you know that, then you always then you'll be able to be koyvish and you won't be koyt. That's Mechamas Amalek. Mechamas Amalek is the Mecham of the Yitzhar. That's the lesson. Even while we're fighting here, we see there's a Yidei Moshe. See there's Takan Kaf Amalek. Well, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ain't Yochaloi. If Hashem doesn't help you, can't. Why can't you? Because Eibishter wants you to know you're coming to him. So he's fighting alongside you. He's helping. He's sending your enemy and he's helping you fight the enemy. The enemy himself wants you to fight him. Pnimis Atari, the Shechit of the Yitzhar, Shechit is a bearer. And it says, the Ofer Lover, the Ebishim Meshech the Yitzhar. And Shechit is a bearer. To Simon, there's a whole Torah that a Shechit is a bearer, like an animal. Right? The greatest tikkun of an animal is that it should be Shechted and a Yid should eat it. Shechit is a bearer. So the Shechit of the Yitzhar, suddenly the Yidin are going to see that the Yitzhar is really always on our side. He's coming against us, but Pnimis didn't want us to do the Aveir. Then I won't do that there. If you don't want me to do that there, I won't do that there. It makes the Muhammad easier to fight. When you feel that his mamish is a wall, you can't get through him, then you give up. Then you know that the Pnimis, he doesn't even want you to do it. So why should I do it? Nobody, David Tabada doesn't want me to do it. Even the Yitzhara doesn't want me to do it. Then I won't do it. Hopefully. Tov. Okay.